Get on down the road. It's 9 minutes after 7:09 with Collins Mack and Glenn Robertson, our mayor. We're going to get right to it. The meeting yesterday was relatively interesting. I was just, my jaw hit the floor and shattered on multiple occasions. I was I was surprised that I had one left. When I joined this meeting last night with LPNL, it was just one thing after another. And I just, what were you thinking about? What are you thinking about this?
Well, you know, we're at a point where the rates were raised prematurely. Quite frankly, I think where we're at now is nobody wants to admit we made a mistake, correct the mistake, and do what's right by the consumers. We're going to justify and continue to justify our mistakes. But realistically, where we're at now is council voted 5-2 to take zero action last night. So we're going to just have to go down the road and make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, what we've been doing is we've been collecting these landmines from the backyard and putting them in a bucket. And what we're going to have to do now is we're going to have to digest those. I mean, somebody has got to pay for it, and it's not somebody. We are, everybody are going to have to pay for it.
And what do we do to make the best of this bad situation?
Well, you know, what we have to do going forward, I think, and we're going to look at LPNL's budget Thursday. Now we've got to look at spending. We've looked at the revenue side of it, and I will say this, that staff and the board is correct. We needed a rate increase. Now, we didn't need it June 1st. We could have waited till October 1. We were not going to put our bond rating in jeopardy by waiting the 4 months. We were not going to put LPNL in dire financial straits, which was the song we were singing last night. And we could have given our consumers enough time and enough warning to know this was going to happen. We didn't have to hit them in the heat of the summer. We could have hit them about 4 months later, let them know here's what it's going to be, give them time to budget for it. And I think that's where we made the mistake. Now, going forward, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to put this behind us because the council has looked at it. We've looked at it a couple of times, and it is very obvious that we're not going to take action. So these rates are in effect and will stay in effect. And I think that what people need to be aware of is there's probably another one coming next year. We need to start talking about that now. We don't need to hide it. We need to let citizens know that this is not the end of it. You need to start budgeting for it. And like I say,
This is the first of four. Well, this is the first of four.
A four that are recommended by this rate consultant. Now, we need to understand that his recommendations are based on right now, and everything will be re-looked at 10, 11 months from now, and decisions will be made then. But I think it's, quite frankly, now our job is to look at the budget, see if there's not room in LPNL's budget to knock down some of these expenditures, about $227 million, and hopefully keep another increase from being as traumatic next year.
There are some things that really bothered me about this, and I just kind of posted a photo on our Facebook page for Collins and Mack, but it says City Council Meeting 7/30/2013, Lubbock Power and Light Board had the opportunity to clearly state their case, make an explanation, and apologize. They blew it as the board members and upper management sat back on their hands and let frontline employees take the bullet. If any of these hacks think they have the slightest ambition for political future in our city, good luck. By the way, the consultant that was thrown to the wolves was not worth the money that we paid him. His skills were pretty dull. Now, this is the problem that I have. We have our board members that are there, and they're sitting there in the back. They never spoke. Okay, we send this guy Pintoya up there to talk about the billing debacles and this $30 fee. And then we have this guy Solomon Fields, who is the billing supervisor. Now, this guy Pintoya, he's the accountant.
Correct.
And when you ask questions, and they were asked questions, I have never heard people say, I don't know, so many times. And then when they put the first graphic up there, the guy says, well, this is the first time I've ever seen this. You know, if your head was on the chopping block and you knew somebody was coming at you with a flashlight and they were going where no man has ever gone before, you would think that people would be spot on and prepared and know their stuff.
Well, and I'm going to have to defend the board just a little. And I agree with you. I think we had the wrong people up at the podium. I think we should have had Dr. Zing, the CEO, up there. That's truly where the buck stops. We have to remember this board didn't raise rates. The LPNL board didn't do it. They made a recommendation. But City Council, of which I am a part of, we raised the rates. And we're the ones that need to take the heat. And we should have been the ones up there asking the questions. And what concerned me is it looked more like what I saw about a week ago at a LPNL meeting, where it was just justification of what I still think was a poor decision.
Right. And the thing that grabbed me about this is it was apparent last night at the meeting you were a little frustrated.
I got very frustrated when I point blank ask a question that still is unanswered. How much have we been underbilling for fuel costs for the last several years, and how long have we been doing it?
Right.
I'm sitting here 12 hours later still waiting for an answer.
Well, and let's rewind back to the people that are speaking from the board, and I know that you're defending the board, and don't get me wrong. I am personally not saying that we do not need a rate increase. Let me tell you something, people. Stuff costs more today than it did yesterday.
That's right.
It's going to cost more tomorrow than it does today, and next month more than it did last month, and next year more than it did last year.
It's just the way you go about hitting people
increases. This is correct, and there's not communication about communication. And last night you said when you were getting all these, I don't know, finally we were just like, can we get somebody in here that has some answers? And I'm just like, why didn't Zing get up there and speak? I mean, this was his opportunity to man up. And I'm not saying that he's not a nice guy or that he's not intelligent, but we're not acting like it. It's 17 minutes after the hour, and we'll be back. 7:22, good morning. Collins Mack, Mayor Glenn Robertson is in the house having a cup of coffee with Tom and Laura, and we are discussing...
Kind of a bad cup of coffee, huh?
Yeah. No, it's good coffee.
Don't lie.
It's radio coffee.
Yeah. All coffee's good coffee.
Yeah. This time in the morning,
this
it is.
This cup's made for radio. Okay. I know that we need to have, and I know people are going to be cursing me at the very moment that I say this, but we are going to have to pay more. Because it's just going to cost us more.
Well, that's just the case. But here's I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
About whenever companies get in situations like this, we've been underbilling. We're going to have to start paying more. We're looking at budgets and how we're going to make everything right. Work to keep from going under. I think employees perhaps start getting a little nervous about their jobs. Do LPNL employees need to be worried about layoffs?
No, and that's the disservice that we did as a council last night when we start talking about dire financial straits. We're not in dire financial straits at LPNL. They still have got $28 million in reserves. LPNL made almost $4 million in profit in the month of June. It will be profitable July, August, September, and October. It always is. I mean, it's the winter months. As a matter of fact, it's going the other way. There's going to be zero layoffs. There are employees being added right now. So, I mean, the employees do not need to worry. And, you know, while we're talking about the employees, we've got to praise them. LPNL employees, you know, they're a part of our community, and they're getting hammered out there in the community, and this has nothing to do with them. They're doing
right.
Their jobs. They're out there trying to make sure our power's still on. Even the folks in customer service that are getting hammered so hard, they're understaffed there. They're trying their best under very difficult situations. But I think that the main message is LPNL is not going under. Regardless of what you might have heard from the dais last night, it is not in dire financial straits. And it's actually a healthy department of the city that will continue to generate revenues.
This is one thing that that doesn't really bode well with me. And my mom, in her infinite wisdom last night, when I was commenting on the two guys from Lubbock Power and Light that were the first speakers. It was Pantoja, who's the accountant, and Solomon Fields, the billing guy. And I'm like going, oh, brother, because everybody's looking at them and they go, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They were unprepared. They didn't have the, you know what? They only know what they've been fed. And it goes higher up. And I think a lot of people that have been saying, you know what? LP&L is, the employees are out of touch. And I think a lot of the employees are out of touch, but not the fault of the employees. I think people that are in some of the key management positions need to, you know, in upper management need to share a little bit more information. And these people that are in the supervisory managerial positions, if you don't know what's going on, you are barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
And I just kind of feel like there is a top down, you know, isolationist kind of mentality. Well, we'll just let them do it.
And I'm less interested in finger pointing on whose fault it is, or, you know, the past of what's just happened. I'm concerned about people, especially elderly people who are on fixed incomes.
Right.
And I mean, there is no more money coming in, and yet rate increases are coming. And I'm concerned about how those people are going to deal with these rate increases.
You know, we've got really three rate classes that are going to be hammered, and it's small businesses, fixed income, and low income. And I don't know what the answer are for those folks. I mean, those are the calls that we're getting in my office at City Hall that are absolutely heartbreaking. A 78-year-old widow that's living on $882 a month Social Security income in her utility bill. And I'm not going to say LP&L bill, because it's a utility bill, and it's not just electricity. It's mm-hmm. water, it's stormwater, it's everything else. But her utility bill has, you know, gone from $125 to $300. And now it's over a third of her total income. And what I'm concerned about is we're going to have a budget session on Thursday. We're going to battle stormwater rates. And I don't know how we're going to solve the issue, because previous councils have made decisions to build projects and borrow money to pay for them. And now we have to find the revenue to pay for them. And how can we, in good conscience, hit these consumers with another increase? We're going to have issues in stormwater. We're going to have issues in the water department. It's going to be tough by the time we get through this budget season, and the impact that it's going to have. And it's going to impact every citizen. But the ones that, like I said, that are really going to have issues are small businesses, fixed income, and low income.
Right. Some people can just absorb it better.
Yes. Yeah, some people can absorb it. But mm-hmm. there are some people in our community and
that
some businesses
really hurt.
That cannot absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to look down the road. I mean, what are we doing to economic development? We can no longer say, and we still made the comments last night, that, you know, we're still below average in the cost of electricity. It's not true anymore. We are now above the average cost of electric rates. Now, I understand that, but we're not competing. We're not comparing against other not-for-profit companies, so we mm-hmm. need to remember that.
Yeah, it is what it is. My thing is with the accountability, I just think that we would have been better off and just coming clean and saying, you know what, here it is, rates are up, we could have done a better job of communicating about it, our fault, our bad, we're going to fix it best we can.
Where do we go from
Where
here?
Where do we go from here? That's exactly. The only way we're going to put it behind us. People need to, the first step in recovery is admitting that we have a problem. Good morning. It's 7:47 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Wednesday morning, temp still 72 degrees and a little humid outside. Back in the studio, Glenn Robertson, thanks for hanging around with us.
You bet.
We need to squeeze Carolyn in there, because Carolyn Krausen from Prosperity Bank. Sorry, I slaughtered her name. I'm always thinking about Newsbird Mac Crow, and she mm-hmm. spells her name the same way, but right. It's not pronounced that way. So sorry about that if I had offended you, Carolyn. Anyway, here we are with Mayor Glenn Robertson. We had the meeting last night, and it was just it was a fest.
Well, you know, it was a discussion that needed to be held. I wish we had had it, wish there'd been a little bit more people participate in the discussion, but that didn't happen. You know, it's It's history now. We've got to figure out a way to move down the road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Mayor, we've got a phone call. We're going to go to the phones. You're on. This is Doug. What's going on, man?
Well, Tom, I just wanted to call and confirm that your statement a minute ago about people cussing you for making the statement about needing a rate increase is absolutely correct. I did spend some time doing just that.
Well, and the reason why I said that is eventually things are going to have to go up. I'm not condoning everything that's happening.
No. Let's talk about things going down a little bit. Let me run by you what I heard a minute ago. LP&L made a $4.5 million profit in June. They're sitting on top of a $28 million reserve. We've got a $2 million cost in their budget for advertising, which I'm not sure why we need to advertise. This is not a competitive business, as we all know. And now here's what needs to go down. The operational budget needs to go down. And now the city council and the mayor are finally going to take a look at their budget. Really? You think we're a little behind the curve on this? And that doesn't give me much comfort, because we got a group of folks looking at LP&L's budget that can't even manage the city budget. And then I heard the mayor said, on top of all of that, we're hiring more people. You know, you ride around Lubbock and you see 3 and 4 people around these LP&L trucks, and there's several of them on a job site, when it looks like 1 or 2 people could get the job done. There's no management in that organization. Rates may have to go up, but as a taxpayer, I'd like to see the budget managed and scrubbed and brought down, both at LP&L and at the city. And then we hear this stuff about concerned about those that can't pay, but we're doing nothing about it. All we're doing is talking about it. I think that it's time for the city council to exercise some oversight, and they're still in that role with LP&L. And if we've got some people in upper management down there that have obviously proven they can't manage the thing, maybe it's time for those folks to go and be replaced by some people that can.
Well, that's certainly an idea, and I know that a lot of what I heard last night by some of the LP&L employees that were presenting at the city council meeting, that they, to me, kind of seemed like they were in the dark, but because they were in frontline management, I don't necessarily feel like that was their responsibility or their fault that they were uninformed. I just don't think they had access to the information, you know?
I agree with you. I don't know why anybody would get up and make a presentation to the city council other than the CEO himself.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either, man.
And the city council lets him get by with it.
Yeah. Okay, man. Hey, I appreciate your call. Good points.
Likewise. See you.
Thanks. Bye.
And I also am concerned about helping people that are now going to be in trouble. You know, the fixed income, lower income people, small businesses, right. You know. So what are there organizations out there to help people at this time?
There are. Of course, the problem is it's so widespread. There's some shortage of funds. I know that Catholic Family Services does a lot of this. There are some other agencies out there. One thing that LP&L tries to promote that we've done a poor job of promoting as LP&L and as the city is Project Helping Hand. And it's an opportunity for every ratepayer in the city of Lubbock to round their payment up to the nearest dollar, or if they wanted to add an additional $5 to their bill every month. But it goes to a separate entity that manages it and actually helps people that cannot afford to pay their utility bills get through times like we're in. So, you know, that's one of the things we need to start talking about. We need to start promoting that, you know, as a community, we need to ask each other, if you can afford it, please take the option of rounding up. LP&L does not manage those funds. It's done to where all of those dollars go to people that need it. There's not any management money taken out of or anything. So it's one of those issues that people really can help, and if we can get a lot more people on that program, then we can help some of those folks that cannot afford these high bills.
Hey, back with the mayor in just a few moments. 770-5790, you want to sound off? We're going to go to the phones when we come back. 753. Good morning, 757. Collins and Mack with Glenn Robertson. HR is on the line. HR, what's on your mind?
just real quick, I just want to say I can appreciate the mayor, just the fact that he rides a Harley. But the biggest thing is that I am really very upset with the city council. There's no answers. Listening to the Hasty show yesterday, he was talking about, even the city council is talking about raising taxes. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be fighting an effort to have the entire council recall, because they don't seem to care about the citizens of this town. They may have it made, but it's a lot of people trying to make it. And I just want you to know that I'm thinking about going to the town hall meeting on Saturday, but I have a prayer meeting. I think it's going to be better for me to go to that prayer meeting, because I know that I'm going to lose my cool. We need some help from somebody, from our representatives, people that we have put on the spot to help us in these areas, and they're not willing to help. And that's really just my comment for this morning.
All right, H.R. Hey, thanks for your call, man. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, people are
so frustrated.
People are frustrated. They're hurt. They're angry. I understand that. Now, you know, a lot of what people are asking us to do as a council, we can't do. The previous caller wanted us to do something about administration. Charter, the CEO of LPNL does not report to the council. By charter, he reports to that appointed board. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that we're having to deal with. I do understand the last caller's frustration. And I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah. Let me just say, Doug called a few minutes ago, and I think that the overall bill can go down. I think we can operate a lot more efficiently. If fuel costs are on the rise, we can figure out other ways to efficiently manage those things and actually create, you know, more of a profit and savings passed on to the customer. I don't think I did a very good job of articulating that. I just know that energy costs do and will continue to go up. And
conserve energy. Yeah. I walk into businesses and it is freezing. The air conditioner is really running.
Collins and Mack, see you back in the morning, or we'll be back.